Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, my God, I thank you and praise your glorious name. Greetings. Isn't it a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto his name? To every listener today, rejoice, rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice, and you can make a decision to rejoice and be glad in it. Have you ever heard someone use the expression, Jesus is coming soon? That probably seemed like so long ago, you wondered what they really meant by soon. Soon to most people means a short time or in a little while. But what is a short time? When a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as a day with the Lord. God does not want us to be so wrapped up in the when that we're not concerned about the condition of our lives right now. When Jesus does return, and he will, he wants us to take this promise and to rest in the knowledge that his word will not return unto him void. You see, Jesus is coming soon, and heaven and earth may pass away, but his word, his promises to us, will stand. What a glorious promise. I'm not talking about just anybody returning. I'm not talking about a friend who went away on a long trip. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about the mighty Rose of Sharon, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Therefore, we must live our lives to the fullest, exhibiting the abundance of his love in this lifetime, allowing him who worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. We will then be able to walk worthy of the Lord. Jesus is going to return, my brother, to you, my sister, and to you, my friend. Truly, no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall return. But isn't it exciting? Isn't it glorious, hallelujah, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever, hallelujah, be with the Lord. We shall glory in his presence. Praise God. Yes, how majestic is the name of the Lord in all the earth. How majestic is his name. I will sing unto you, Lord, a new song, for you truly are coming soon.
Shelter!
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm thoroughly convinced that Jesus is soon to come. Isn't that good news? We have an opportunity to live an abundant life, knowing that He will fulfill every promise He has made to us. Listen to me. What I want you to receive today is a need to look at the condition of your life. Since we know that Jesus will return, how will He find your life? I know what you're thinking. What? I don't need to hear this. Be for real. Well, I am for real. God's love compelled Him to give His dear Son Jesus that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Yes, right here and right now. Don't turn away. Don't leave. Listen. God's Spirit will not always strive with man. And in the day that you hear His voice, that you hear His word, that you hear His truth, harden not your heart. Did you know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus? God's grace is sufficient for those who will accept His Son Jesus. I'm not talking about a church membership. I'm not talking about community work. I'm not talking about a deacon board or a missionary board. I'm talking about salvation, the completed work of God through the blood of Jesus. If you think you've got time, you may be right. But can you afford to take that chance? Suppose your very life were required of you this day, this very hour. Where would you spend eternity? Maybe you've even been thinking, I won't make a decision either way. Don't be fooled. Not to make a decision to accept Christ is a decision to reject Him. Are you willing to do that? I'm speaking to you now who have been plagued with the cares of this world. Nothing ever seems to work right for you. As soon as you get on your feet, there's something always to drag you down. To you, who might be at home right now, swamped with those unpaid bills, to the one who can't drop that drug habit, to you whose life has been plagued with illicit lifestyles and situations, even to you, Mr. Businessman or Businesswoman, whose tension has caused you to bite your fingernails down to the nubs. I've got good news. Jesus is here right now. He's come to meet you right where you are to show you a better way. There's even someone listening who feels that none of these things really apply to them, so I really must be all right. Let me tell you, you've been sitting in church for years, and you're still not saved. You do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart. I want you to stop whatever you're doing, wherever you are. There is no time like the present to make a change. No time like right now. Now is a good time to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God gave His only Son. Will you accept Him now? I'm going to say a prayer. Wherever you are, if you will bow your head and close your eyes and repeat this prayer after me, say it loud enough so that you can hear it. The prayer itself will not save you, but if you will believe with your heart, you shall be saved. Let us pray. Dear God, I realize that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I repent of all my sins and ask you to forgive me. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me. Therefore, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead that I might be saved. I am now a new creature, so I turn away from my old ways, my old habits, and my old hobbies. Now, Lord, fill me full of your spirit that I may live successful in this life. Baptize me in your Holy Ghost, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Come on, you can do better than that. Rejoice. There's a parade broken out in heaven for each one of you who prayed that prayer. Praise the Lord and welcome to the family of God. Now, let us enjoy the word of God in song as we reflect on God's grace, which didn't give us what we deserved, but continued to extend his love, his mercy, and his amazing grace.